And we're ready for the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 Lakeshore Public Radio. Hope you enjoyed the first hour, and we've got some good things lined up for the second hour here. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. And I'm going to start off with the George Shearing Quintet. It's from a Capitol LP entitled Shearing on Stage and features George Shearing on piano, Emil Richards on vibes, Toots Thielemans on guitar, Al McKibben on bass, who we heard in the first hour in Coleman Hawkins' group, and Percy Bryce on drums. It's a Harry Warren, Al Dubin tune. It's a little late, but it's still a great tune, September in the Rain. September in the Rain by the George Shearing Quintet featuring George on piano, Emil Richards on vibes, Toots Thielemans on guitar, Al McKibben on bass, and Percy Bryce on drums. From a Capitol LP released in 1959 entitled Shearing on Stage.
In the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz, we're going to continue to highlight the trombone artistry of Curtis Fuller. As I stated in the first hour, he gravitated from the Detroit scene to the New York scene, and he was immediately taken into the recording studio by various labels, including Blue Note and Savoy and United Artists. And this, I believe, although the liner notes are incomplete, my best guess is this is a Savoy LP that was cut in May of 1959. Under Curtis Fuller's leadership. The name of the album was Bluesette, and had a fine group associated with him on this particular track. the great arranger-composer Benny Golson on tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan, a soulmate out of Detroit, with Curtis Fuller, Jimmy Garrison on bass, Al Harewood on drums. This is a Benny Golson composition, Five Spot After Dark.
Thank you.
was a composition by the tenor sax man on that particular track, Benny Golson, called Five Spot After Dark. And it was an album led up by our highlight artist of the week, Curtis Fuller on trombone, tastefully accompanied by Tommy Flanagan on piano. Jimmy Garrison was there on bass. Al Harewood was on drums. That was a, I believe, a Savoy album called Blues Et.
Well, next we'll hear from the Jerry Mulligan Quartet from a Columbia LP entitled What Is There to Say? It features Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, Art Farmer on trumpet, Bill Crow on bass, Dave Bailey on drums. And it's a tune Mulligan wrote entitled Utter Chaos.
Bye.
was Utter Chaos. That's the name of the tune, not a criticism. And that was featuring the Jerry Mulligan Quartet, Jerry on baritone sax, Art Farmer on trumpet, Bill Crow on bass, Dave Bailey on drums, from a Columbia LP entitled What Is There to Say.
Here's another album cut by our highlight artist, trombonist Curtis Fuller, on the Savoy label. This is called the Curtis Fuller Jazztet, appropriately enough. We've got, of course, Curtis back on trombone. Here, again, we've got Benny Golson back on tenor sax. And the rest of the ensemble is tough to beat. We've got Lee Morgan on trumpet, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. And this is a little thing written by Curtis called Judy's Dilemma. Thank you. That was a composition written by a highlight artist of the week, trombonist Curtis Fuller, from his album The Curtis Fuller Jazz Tet. And you also heard, besides Curtis on trombone, nice solos were all done all around by Benny Golson on tenor sax and Lee Morgan on trumpet.
Well, next up we have the Jack McDuff Quartet from a prestige LP entitled Hot Barbecue. And it has features Jack McDuff on organ, Red Holloway on tenor sax, George Benson on guitar, and Joe Dukes on drums. The tune was written by Jack McDuff, and it's a titled tune, Hot Barbecue. The Jack McDuff Quartet with Hot Barbecue, featuring Jack on organ, Red Holloway on tenor sax, George Benson on guitar, Joe Dukes on drums, and it's from a prestige LP with the same name, Hot Barbecue, released in 1966.
Next up is a album on the New Jazz label, which was a subsidiary of the fine independent label, East Coast independent label, Prestige. And this is an album called Curtis Fuller with Red Garland. It's cut in 57. So at that particular time, Red Garland was the pianist and major soloist in the Miles Davis Quintet. So Red Garland was making quite a name for himself at this particular juncture of his career. Now, joining Curtis Fuller and Red Garland on this track is Sonny Red, as he was called. His actual name was Sylvester Kiner, but he was called Sonny Red. He's on alto sax. We heard him on a track in the first hour. Paul Chambers on bass, who was in the rhythm section of the Miles Davis Quintet with Red Garland at the time. Louis Hayes on drums. And one of my favorite pianists is joining our highlight artist, Curtis Fuller here, Red Garland, on a little thing called Seeing Red.
The little bit of 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 the little b
Thing called Seeing Red. It was written by the alto sax player on that particular track, Sunny Red, and it was a Prestige LP, what really a subsidiary of Prestige New Jazz. The album was called Curtis Fuller with Red Garland, and Red Garland on piano, and a fine rhythm section of Paul Chambers on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums.
Well, next we'll hear from a group headed up by Herbie Mann and Charlie Rouse. It's from a LP entitled Just Waylon, also on the New Jazz label. It features Herbie Mann on flute, Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, Mal Waldron on piano, Kenny Burrell on guitar, George Joyner on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. It's a tune written by Mal Waldron entitled Minor Groove.
Do
Minor Groove, a tune written by Mal Waldron, featuring Herbie Mann on flute, Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, the author of the tune, Mal Waldron on piano, Kenny Burrell on guitar, George Joyner on bass, Art Taylor on drums. It was from a LP entitled Just Wailin' on the New Jazz label, released in 1958.
I'm going to close out the show as far as we're highlighting the work of trombonist and composer Curtis Fuller. We're going to go back to his original Blue Note album, The Opener, and this is a particular track. Curtis was accompanied by Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor on drums. This was a thing that was written by the great bassist, string bassist, Oscar Pettiford, called Oscalypso. Thank you. Composition written by the bassist Oscar Pettiford called Oscalypso, and that was Curtis Fuller you heard there on trombone, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, from a Blue Note album called The Opener.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 Lakeshore Public Radio. We're here every Sunday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we hope you'll return next week at 8 p.m. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. And we're going to wrap up the show with a tune by Jimmy Smith and his group from an LP entitled Organ Grinder Swing, with Jimmy Smith on organ, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Grady Tate on drums. It's a tune written by Jimmy entitled Blues for Jay.
I'm